like that down there at that geek.
Did you ever see the fences that were made out of wood?
Yeah, sure, that too.
Picket.
Board and picket.
Paling fence.
That's a good garden made out of picket. Oh, that's a garden. Can't nothing get in here if you build it up high enough. Yeah, sure, my dad and them had a garden. Pickets tall in that fence they kept all the way around. And wasn't but a crack like that in there. Rabbit or anything getting there, you could kill him. You got him. Gate made out of picket and everything. Yeah, sir. Anything going there, all you look over that picket, see him in there, you just take your stick and go in there, he can't get out. That he clam. Because them pickets kept him. It was made right in the ground, you see. Straight up, it's like that wire and nail.
Don't they clam up?
Yeah, sir. You
know, they couldn't get out.
Yeah, so something crossed there for the how high you carry your picket and down here and nail this piece to the picket and up here, cross there, up there, high you got them and got three strips and you nail right in and couldn't nothing get out there. Me, I couldn't get out there without a breakout. And I'm the best garden in the world, them picket.
Yeah. What about them old type fences they would have that would go like that? You ever see them?
Old time.
Yeah. You know, look, the wood would fit together.
That's right.
Like
that's
that?
Oh, log fences. I see all that, yeah. Yeah, so fit it right together and go around with it, around the house with it. Yeah, so you put your foot through it like a stick and climb on up there. Climb on up there, cross it. Yeah, sir. Yeah, that's a good fence, but it'd wake you. It'd wake you to do that. Yeah, that's too much. Yeah, sir, that's too much. Yeah, I'd rather them picket. Yeah, them picket.
Yeah.
That's the stuff. Oh, yeah, them pickets is enough.
Yeah,
sir. And everything. Yeah, sir. Take vines, these old vines. People build garden, used to have garden out of vines. Yeah, them old vines like them out through there. I mean, come around things and nail them, and them things stay there too. Vine, keep the cows out. That's all they want, to keep the cows out there. Yeah, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, sir. Yeah, but I done had all kind of weeds on that river.
Your chickens, if you wanted to, what'd you put in their nest when you wanted to fool them?
Yeah, I'd get some grass, a hay, grass. That old grass be this tall. Go out there and cut some of that and fill that nest up so they can set up on top of it. Yeah, I put about that much so they set up on top and go there and dig a hole out there and they got it full of hay. Yeah, it's old grass. That's all there. Moss. Had some moss. Ooh, the moss was over there. You could get moss. Yeah, to sell that moss and get as much as you can with anything. I used to pick moss. Yeah, go out in the woods and get that old black moss. Yeah, they're paying you about $2 a pound for that old black moss. Yeah, that old black moss. And go out in the woods, them trees be loaded, hanging down. Some of them trees fall and just go in and just pick it. Ooh, I used to have a thing to bail it. Made me a thing to bail it. It's like a gin. Bail it. Made me a thing, long, tall, like that there. And that long and carried it all the way around in a thing up on top, like a presser. Yeah, like a presser. Put a piece of iron up on there and get up on top of it and mash down on it. Put that wire up on it. When you get it down so tight and then tighten that wire around there and you roll that moss out there, look at it like a bale of cotton. Yeah, sir. Old black moss. Yeah, sir. That's right, yeah. That's right. On Lake Mead. That's where I was. Lake Mead. That's where I was born to read. I used to read everything down there. Alligators. I used to catch alligators and read them. Little alligators. Yeah, the pretty little alligators. This was some of them down there. And if it rained, that thing started to billy and you see more alligators sticking their head up. And a little lad coming to get these little young alligators.